stars of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. He insists on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Safely aboard the liner Monterey bound for San Francisco, Jim and Lil are happily reunited. They have talked over all the misunderstandings of the past 2 months, patched up their differences, and are in complete harmony. Lil realizes her fears about Jim and Kitty were groundless, and although it was quite a surprise for Kitty to discover Lil aboard the liner, she has given up her campaign for Jim's affections and returned to her former plan of playing the field. Surrounded by a group of adoring males, she forgets her grief beautifully, permanently, and successfully. Jim and Lil, while making plans for the future and discussing the assignment Lil has undertaken in Jim's absence, suddenly discover someone is eavesdropping. Lil sees the shadow of a man lurking around the corner of the deck. As swiftly and silently as a panther leaping on its prey, Jim springs up and surprises the man.
Say, what do you think you're doing?
What are you doing here?
Look out, Lil, look out. That's
maybe
all right.
I can handle him, I can handle him.
There, I got him. Okay, Lil. He was crouched down here listening to everything you were saying.
Release me. Release me at once before I call the ship's officers. What is the meaning of this outrage? Let me go.
Hold on, hold on. Now, quit struggling. Quit struggling, I tell you. This isn't going to do you any good. So calling the ship's officers, go ahead. Yell your fool head off. And you'll have some explaining to do. Hey, Lil.
Yes?
Is this the fellow who's been following you around?
Yes, that's him, all right.
This is an outrage. Is it any crime to engage a fellow passenger in conversation? Is there any harm, any little innocent shipboard flirtation?
No, but I have a hunch that your interest in me was something more than that.
Ridiculous, utterly ridiculous. What possible interest could I have in you?
Well,
that's what we're trying to find out. You must have had some definite interest in our conversation. But while you're crouched down here in the corner taking in everything we were saying.
You are jumping to a foolish, melodramatic conclusion, monsieur. I was strolling along the deck, getting a little fresh air before turning in. My shoelace became unfastened, and I merely stooped down to tie it.
Listen, you don't think we're simple enough to fall for that old wheeze, do you? As a matter of fact, we spent a few minutes watching your movements. You forgot the moon was at your back and threw your shadow right across the deck. We could see every move you made.
Monsieur, you are over-suspicious. I assure you are over-suspicious. Outside a slight passing fancy for mademoiselle, I have no interest in either of you whatsoever. Now, perhaps you will be good enough to release me and let me continue my walk.
Okay, fellow. But let me warn you. It isn't healthy to be caught...
John, I have looked everywhere for you.
Yes. I was just taking a little walk before retiring when I happened to... Well, collide with this lady and gentleman. A slight misunderstanding occurred. Oh, there's nothing serious. I will come with you. Excuse me, monsieur. Mademoiselle. My apologies to both. And a good evening.
Now it's our turn to do a little eavesdropping, Lil. There's something darn suspicious about those two. She had something important to tell him. And if I'm not mistaken, it's about your case. Wait for me here. I'll be back shortly.
Are you quite sure we are all right now? He did not follow us?
We are perfectly safe here. Besides, neither the man nor the woman knows why we are aboard. Before I locked the door, I made sure we were not followed. Now, quickly, what is it?
The boy, the prince, he is gone.
Gone?
Litov. And Reisenhower bungled the job.
Swine!
They disobeyed orders. Here, read this cablegram. I have deciphered it.
What have those stupid pigs done to us now? Litov and Reisenhower failed in an attempt to kidnap Prince. Arrested and held by federal authorities, Prince spirited away. Canada, British authorities returning him on British warship under sealed orders. Identity and whereabouts of warship unknown. Ah, those clumsy, stupid pigs. They have ruined our cause. We're lost.
Yes, but what are we going to do now? What if we are discovered? What if they expose us?
Quiet, you fool. This is no time to get panicky.
Excuse me, Major Thomas. Come in.
Say what? Oh, excuse me, Lil.
Thought I ran out on you, Jim. Well, I did, but it couldn't be helped. Major Thomas, this is Mr. Bradley, Jungle Jim Bradley.
I'm delighted to meet you, Mr. Bradley. Quite a little adventure you've had.
Yes, glad to be here, Major, but I...
What's all this about? Well, you're just in time to find out. I've been examining the Major's credentials. Very impressive, too. British Colonial Service, Intelligence Department, India Office.
Well, things are certainly getting complicated.
On the contrary, Mr. Bradley, they're rapidly becoming quite simple now.
Oh, not for me, they're not. Say, just what is all this?
Well, that's what we're about to find out, Jim. Sit down and listen. Go ahead, Major.
Righto, Mr. Vril. You see, it's all very simple. First, you know, Mr. Bradley, about Mr. Vril's assignment.
Yes.
I'm also assigned to the same case through the India office and without, of course, the knowledge of His Highness the Maharaja. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, I know the case thoroughly. I've been on it for years. With world conditions as they are, my government can't afford to take chances, especially in northwest India.
I can understand that.
Certainly.
Well, I came aboard not to shadow Mr. Vril. As a matter of fact, I didn't know she even existed until an hour or so ago. I was trailing one Olga Petrovsky, to all intents and purposes a white Russian ballet dancer, but in reality a sort of international Matahari.
Oh.
Madame Petrovsky has been working with a very dangerous gentleman by the name of Jan Stanislav, who has been in charge of espionage, sabotage, and the fomenting of native rebellion in the Northwest.
Oh, now I get it.
Yes.
He was the gent we caught doing a little eavesdropping on us tonight, Lil.
Yes, he's been giving me quite a play since the first day out. But I hadn't noticed his girlfriend, Olga, before.
No, she's been keeping undercover. Well, I've been watching those two for months, and somehow they found out that the old Maharaja had a grandson, heir to his throne, alive in America. They wanted to get rid of the boy and set their agents in America to watch him. These agents were a Russian named Litov and a German named Reisenhauer.
Yes, I overheard Olga and her boyfriend talking about them just now.
Yes, I could have saved you that trouble, Mr. Bradley, had I known what you were up to. I have a full report on the case now.
Yes, but what about those agents in America, Major Thomas?
Well, the plan was to have the two agents in the States watch the boy until Olga and Jan arrived. Somewhere, either on shipboard or after Mr. Vril arrived in America, Olga and Jan were to seize Mr. Vril, do away with her, take her letters and identification papers, and Olga was to take her place, posing as Mr. Vril. Have the faithful old nurse hand the young prince over to her for his return to Singapore. They would, of course, dispose of the boy, and with the legal heir to the throne out of the way, the path was clear to put in their man and seize the power in the provinces.
Well, what a nice little spot I was in without knowing a thing about it.
I should say.
But go on, Major. What upset their plans?
Well, the two agents in the States evidently got impatient. They kept a close watch on the young prince and his old nurse. Evidently, the boy had plenty of freedom. Time after time, the two agents saw plenty of opportunities to kidnap the boy and get away with apparent ease.
I overheard the rest of the story outside Olga's stateroom. It appears the temptation to snatch the boy became too strong for the impatient agents to resist, so they tried it.
Precisely. But they hadn't counted on the sagacity and shrewdness of the old nurse, who evidently had been watching the agents closely and became alarmed. So, notifying federal authorities, they set a trap that the unsuspecting agents fell for. When they made their attempt, they were arrested. Fortunately, your government men notified the British Embassy, and they lost no time in taking the boy and his nurse into Canada under special guard. From the Canadian port, they embarked aboard a British warship and are on their way home.
So that leaves me aboard a nice big liner, all dressed up and no place to go. My nice, exciting little assignment snatched right out of my hands.
You're rather hard luck, Mr. Vril, but I don't mind telling you you're jolly well out of it. Nasty, dangerous business. Hardly a job for an attractive young woman like yourself.
That's what you think, Major. But you don't know Lil. She thrives on nasty, dangerous business.
Is that so?
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Before you begin to discuss my faults and virtues, I want to know one thing more. How did you know that I was on this mission and happened to be on the same boat, Major Thomas?
That also is very simple. The India office notified His Highness the Maharaja of the developments and the safe custody of the prince. Mm-hmm. The Maharaja then explained your part in the program.
Oh, I see.
My office told him that I was aboard and would explain the situation to you, and if necessary, pay you your fee and secure your release.
Oh, there'll be no fee, Major. Although I sort of regret the abrupt termination of the case, I hereby consider myself legally and duly released.
And, Major, seeing I was figuring on doing an assist on the play, why, that releases me, too.
I say, well, I feel something of a bounder throwing you two right into the ranks of the unemployed.
Oh, well.
But, well, just to show you my heart's in the right place, I'll treat you to a drink. What do
well,
you say?
Well, thanks for the offer, Major, but I really feel just a little let down. I think I'll go to bed.
Just as you say, Mr. Rill. Tomorrow, perhaps. How about you, Mr. Bradley?
I guess I'll take a rain check, too, Major. But I'll stroll as far as my cabin with you. Well, what do you say? Suppose we all have lunch together tomorrow.
Oh, capital idea. Well, good night, Mr. Bill.
Good night, Major.
Good night.
And I'll see you tomorrow. Good night, Jim.
Good night, Lil. Ready, Major?
Righto.
Say, by the way, Major, how about that couple, Olga and Jan? What happens to them?
Well, they're probably taken into custody by now. American federal authorities were radioing a warrant for their arrest as accessories in the kidnapping case, plus the fact they are traveling with falsified reports, passports.
Yeah, and that ought to put them away for a while.
Oh, yes, indeed. Now, are you sure you won't change your mind and join me in a nightcap, Mr. Bradley?
No, Major. Thanks, just the same.
Oh, Mr. Bradley.
Yes?
Mr. Bradley, could I see you a moment? Rather important.
Oh, sure. Just step in here. This is my stateroom.
Thanks.
Well, good night, Major. See you at lunch tomorrow. First sitting, eh?
First sitting, righto. Good night, Mr. Bradley.
Good night. Come in, fellow.
Yes, sir.
Well, here we are. What can I do for you?
Well, it's a radiogram, Mr. Bradley. So urgent that I thought it best to deliver it myself.
Oh, thanks. Thanks very much. Excuse me a minute. Let's see. Are you available? Important case. Radio reply. Signed, Channing, FBI.
Never a dull moment seems to be the order of things aboard the liner Monterey. Lil suddenly finds herself released from a dangerous assignment, and before they have a chance to recover from the surprise, Jim gets a radio message that sounds like another exciting adventure. Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family will follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.